Paul records in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 these words, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes."
Amen. Amen. I think we often take for granted this sacrament and this special ceremony. So today I'm asking you, close your eyes for a moment and picture Jesus, your friend. All of the times he's been with you in the past, all the times he's been with you in the present, and all the times he'll be with you in the future. Now go with me to Calvary, where he's been nailed to a cross. His body has been broken. His blood is spilled out for me and for you. This is what communion is about. This representation is an atonement. It's about the cleansing of our sin. And while it might be painful, I ask you to think about the past sins, the times where you've turned your back, where selfishness has reared its ugly head. Today, Jesus says, I will take all of that. I will take all of that upon myself for you to be clean. Today, Jesus is calling you for a repentant heart. Give it all to him. He's calling you for a humble heart. Let him take it. He's also calling you for a joyful heart as he's willing to take it. And he offers us a heart made new. The Apostle Paul also wrote to the Galatians, chapter 2, verses 20, and I'm sure you know it well. For I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Amen?
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. So now, let us take the token of his body, that we may have new hearts in him. Take and eat all of it. Now take the symbol of his blood and drink all of it. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. As we begin this new year, we're looking forward to this new year. Our prayer is that you will take heart, be of good courage, and that you will know that today that you can start fresh. And everything that has happened in the past has been washed away by the blood of Christ. And I'm so thankful for that because, man, life can be difficult sometimes, and we just really need that in our lives. And so our prayer is that you will go on living in love, faithfulness, and freedom, and that your relationships will be thriving this next year, that your heart will be thriving this next year, and that your walk with God and with other people will be thriving next year as well. And we love you all so much. Thank you all for joining us. And have a happy new year.
Amen. Why don't we all stand and sing our closing song together? As the words come up on the screen, I just want to remind you that we, as our tradition is, our custom is, at the end of our communion services, we have the deacons at the doors. We'll take up an offering. This offering goes specifically for people that come our way that need financial help, need help and assistance in any way. And so this helps that fund so that we can help others because we are so, so blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's sing together.
God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet.
Have a wonderful new year and a blessed week.